after some fine performances this year,
some really good inningses,
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Jimmy Boy, today I got some basketball lessons from Melbourne United, Rajon Tucker.
I'll also tell you a fantastic story about Walters. Ooh. And we go to the family on when you've had to excuse yourself.
But up next, Jim's got an email.
Yes.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
Now, I spoke about this yesterday, Hose.
Yes.
A gentleman from Ontario.
Oh, the Canadian.
Has sent, yes. The weirdest, but they have the weirdest accents of all time.
Hey. You know what they're called if you're from Canada?
A Canadian?
No, a Canuck.
You are. All right. This Canuck is called Quentin.
Jim.
Quentin.
And he sent me an email.
What's his name?
Quentin. Hi, Jim, he says. It's Quentin from Ontario here.
You
I'm reading.
King of Kings?
No, he hasn't gone with the King of Kings. He doesn't know the show well enough. I moved to Melbourne at the end of last year, and my homie was, says there's a man on Melbourne radio who actually can't speak. Apparently you work with him.
Does breakfast.
So, he says, is it true that he once called Floyd Mayweather, Lord Maywag. Surely that's not possible.
Lord Maywag, better than Muhammad Ali.
That's him.
It's hard to say Floyd Mayweather.
Can you please, says Quentin, play me some of his classics?
Quentin.
I'll be listening around 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
That's convenient then.
Quentin, you are in luck because Maddie has compiled a top 10. Well, as we said yesterday, he actually had 50 or 60 to choose from. But out of those 60, we've come to the top 10.
Oh.
And here's an example of why Bill should never wander into the music area.
Yes. Have they had the worst tour since?
Horrible.
Been horrible, Bill.
Terrible.
Since who?
Terrible. Since Def Leppard.
So he started with Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And then he had another go.
Haven't you heard Def Leppard?
No.
You know what I was
Twice.
Trying to say.
Twice.
Def Leppard.
So then we rolled.
Led Zeppelin. The other one.
So combine them. That's actually smart, Quentin.
That works. And then, of course, we rolled on, was it a hook? Rabs, I don't even know what he's
No, it was a
to...
live read that was paid for.
That's right. Here we go.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
You get paid.
So that's number 9, and then we move on to number 8, and this is Bill trying to tell a joke.
What's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest?
Wrinklest.
Wrinklest. Thing on your grandmother. What is it, Rose?
What is grandfather?
It? Grandfather.
So then he moves into the superhero realm.
Oh.
Blokes suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
Old Superman.
Superman.
So I then think we went back into telling joke mode.
Oh, no. And he said, Jim.
Yes?
A burglar got stuck.
Where did that burglar get stuck?
A bike trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
Same joke.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
And then, of course, he tried to diagnose himself.
Oh. I might have an enema.
What?
An enema.
I think you need one. Might help get things out.
Another play of that one, please, Rabbits.
I might have an enema.
And then we wandered into sort of middle Europe.
Then Brazil. And then Azerbaijan.
You still can't say
we had trouble with that country. How's Quentin going? Still listening?
Azerbaijan.
Yep.
Yep. And then something closer to our own hearts, of course, the home of motor racing in this country.
Oh. How many laps are there around Mount Palomar?
Oh!
Jim, how many laps are there around Bathurst? Why wouldn't you just go with that?
Why wouldn't you go with that? So that brings us to number one. Oh. We actually teased this yesterday. This is my favourite ever. The great Spud Frawley used to come in once a week and chat to us about footy. And just as he was exiting, Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
Very good, boys. Got you, Willis.
See, I don't know if that happened. I reckon that's Maddie playing funny buggers.
So, Quentin, that's 11 of his best years. I think we need to have a listen to that last one again, please.
Very good, boys. Got you, Willis.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, was live to air.
No. Quentin, that didn't go to air.
It did. How do you reckon he's going over there? He's just lobbed into Melbourne from Ontario. He's heard about you and Lord Maywag, and then he's heard your top 10.
He's still listening.
I don't reckon.
And he's telling all these Canucks back there, don't listen to Triple M.
Canucks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketball player.
Well, I just had the break, Fat, and up to Bali we went.
I see that.
Jeez, it was good. I love Bali.
And the family.
I love Bali. It is, especially this time of year when it's nice and cold here. It was 30 degrees. I had one ordinary day weather-wise. The rest of it was superb.
Great.
Blue skies.
How is Bali?
Because magnificent.
I read that they might be a bit more expensive and greedier than Balinese.
I don't go to the main bit, the Seminyak, where everyone goes. Yeah. I stay away from there and go down the bottom.
A lot of people there.
Apparently. We went to one of the clifftop bars along in Uluwatu, and there were lots of people there. Right. So it looks like it's back, but geez, we had a good time. Anyway, second half of the time we were there, it came to my attention that our beautiful producer, Whitney, happened to be there as well.
She was on a retreat.
She'd been wellness centering herself up in Ubud.
including looks better, doesn't she?
She looked brilliant, including climbing mountains in the bloody dark and all sorts of business she was carrying on with.
What else were they doing?
So she came for one night. She came down, had a glass of wine with us, and then we went out to a restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Good
on you, Jim.
Very nice. So out to the restaurant we go. We're sitting there, all of us, kids and Lisa, myself and Whit.
Yes.
And we're having just a nice starting
margarita.
Anyway, and as we're sitting there, and it was very expensive joint, Bill.
Oh, were you paying?
Paying. And it's beautiful. But we're sitting there, and she changed colour on me.
Oh, no.
As she was sitting there.
She went from what?
She said, I've just got to go for a minute.
Oh, no.
Bill.
Where?
Didn't see her again for about another 20.
Oh.
And then back and sat down, and I said, everything all right? She said, I'm all right.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so good. So we had about another, probably 15 or 20 minutes with everyone at the table. But what I noticed.
Excused herself again.
What I noticed was that the conversation had dried up and touched.
she got the belly.
Talking.
She got the belly.
And suddenly she's like, just got to get up again.
Oh, no.
So, Bill, that was a good half hour.
That's a bit embarrassing when you're sitting there talking to the doll going, is she going to come back? Or what's she up to?
So after half an hour. Yes. Suddenly, Whit comes back again.
Oh, green this time.
Green. In fact, blue-green.
Blue-green.
And all I heard was, I've got to go.
Oh, again?
No, departed.
I had to go home.
The whole restaurant.
Oh, no.
So Bill, she'd ordered this massive, great, big, bloody cauldron of some curry. And another whole side dish or something else.
Would it look like what she thinks?
Oh, no.
It came out, Bill, and was plonked down in front of her, but there was no her.
No Whitney.
She'd gone.
Oh, no.
So we all the rest of us, it's a bit awkward.
You're very awkward. Have you spoke to her since? She's just out there.
The rest of us have had to push on. Bill, I'm not sure what was going on.
No, I think
all
she
I know.
I know what went on. She had the barley belly.
Anyway.
Spewing up.
Hence. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yes, what do you got?
I presume we got the same number even though we've moved studio.
Yes, we do.
1-3-3-5-3-9-4.
ring us now. When have you had to exit the dinner table? Unusual.
Unusual.
Well, Bill.
Well.
We hadn't even started eating.
And.
Already gone.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
So our producer went, didn't last. She lasted about 40 minutes at a dinner.
And a couple of visits.
And in that 40.
Yes, exactly.
And then just said, I'm off.
Couldn't wait to get home to the big drive the bus.
133353 is the number. When have you had to exit dinner unusual?
Yes.
Phil's in Ringwood Fat.
Are you going with Phil? What about Brendan in Caulfield?
Oh, I'll go the other side. Yes. Go with Brendan.
Hello, Brendo.
Hey, guys. Brendo. Short and sweet. Having a few frosties during the day and neighbours over. We're inside having a feed later that night. Yeah. He excused himself all of a sudden. Have a little bit look a bit later when we're cleaning up and there's a big puddly mess on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
At your joint,
at the table.
I think the frosties are going through him.
At the table.
At the table.
Oh, at the table.
You can't be having a wee at the table.
Well, and then excuse himself and just left it.
I would have thought. John's in. Hi, Johnny.
Yeah, hi, boys. How you going? Look, my mate had teed up a dinner date with his girlfriend's sister, and it had been a long term plan. And I'd forgotten. I've come off the beach, and Robert, he's joined in the back of hell with there. And he said, "You're right to go for dinner." I said, "What are you talking about?" Yeah. He says, "Tonight." Oh, my God, no. He said, "Well, I had to borrow some of his kit." And a bit like you, James, trying to get into James's stride there. Yeah. So I squeezed him. And so I've got him in togs, and I've got nothing. So he said, "You're right to go." So anyway, so I've got some pants, got a shirt. We're going to meet at the Stoke House. Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
And he was paying because he wanted to get this. So I've got up there and I said, beautiful, enjoying the view. But then I bent over and to do something, and she enjoyed a bit more view because I split the back of his pants.
Oh, no.
And the only thing I didn't borrow, boys, was a set of his underwear.
Oh, no, Johnny.
So just hanging there.
His butt's hanging out there.
Oh, no, Johnny.
How did you end up, Johnny?
Well, I had to exit, and I went home and I found something else to wear. And I said, I went back to his joint. I got a pair of jeans that seemed to fit a bit better, but it was all a bit awkward. I told him to get out of here.
Frankie Van Handel at the Stokey. Oh, Frankie would have been good at there, mate. Out you go.
You can't be having
the old pill bag floating in. Chris, now where's Chris from?
Wodonga and Albury.
Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Chris. What happened with you?
Well, out for a fancy dinner. Husband's boss. Nice. However, I was nearly 9 months pregnant. So there was a puddle under the table, but it was not wee.
No, you didn't.
I went into labour at the dinner table and I missed my ravioli.
No way.
I know, right?
Bloody hell. That's a reason to leave the table.
Going into labour.
I would have thought, Bill.
Well, how long did it take for the birth, from the fancy restaurant to the birth?
Oh, still another 14 hours.
Oh, well, you could have had the bloody ravioli.
Stay there, Chris. Luke's in Frankston. Lucas?
Luke.
G'day, guys.
What happened on your first date, Lukey?
Yeah, I tried to be a good bloke and just order like a salad instead of something bigger just so I get the combo going, but I put the whole wedge of tomato in my mouth and I didn't know whether to spit it out or swallow it, so I decided just to swallow it, not look like a pig, and it lodged sideways in my throat.
Oh, no.
So I just started tearing up and I was like, I'm gonna go, and I couldn't talk because I couldn't breathe. So I just put the finger up, I was like, 1 second, and went out the line. Had to start punching myself in the gut.
Oh, Luke.
First date, Bill.
How we go? Do we go back to the table?
I went back to the table, but I didn't get a second date.
No, it was enough. Tomato done it. Tomato's fault.
Morgan in Richmond. Hi, Morgan.
Morgan.
Good, lads. How are we?
Good, Morgan. How are you?
Fantastic, Bill. Thank you for asking.
Thanks, Morgan.
What happened, mate?
I was actually on a first date and at this nice rooftop bar. Nice joint. Anyway, kind of halfway through the night, she just mid conversation just says, "Hang on one sec, I've just got to do something." Like, yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, she proceeds to pull out all these crystals and places them all along the table where we were sitting.
Oh no!
And she just says to me, "Oh, it's a full moon and I need to charge my crystals and my Mercury is in retrograde."
Oh my god!
So then, quite promptly, I proceeded to stand up and just leave. Wasn't having a bar of that.
Weren't into the crystals.
Nah.
It's a bit weird.
That
Bill.
Is weird.
If they out on the table.
Yeah. You go and get me out of here. I've just got to go.
That's about enough.
Do the runner.
Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here? He said, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau.
So I go, Triple M.
Super impressive basketballer, Melbourne United import, Rajon Tuckerbill.
Yes.
You met yesterday.
I did, because I'm going up to Sydney on Sunday, Jim, to just have a three-point shootout. And the Shaq, the great Shaq's going to be there.
You're not having a three-point shootout. You're going to talk to him.
No, but also having a three-point shootout.
After what I saw with old Ray John,
yeah, well,
I don't reckon you should.
Me and Daisy are doing that, Jim. Yeah, so I thought I'd leave
the shooting to Daisy.
I just thought I'd have a shoot around. So we rang Melbourne United. They sent down this bloke, Ray John Tucker, right?
Mm, yep.
Great bloke. But an even greater basketballer. He's going to be a superstar
Milwaukee
this year.
Bucks. He's Mate, played in the NBA.
How yep. many games he played there? He's only young.
39?
No, he's not 39. He's 24.
39 games.
Yeah.
You asked the question.
But a really good bloke, ripping bloke, going to be a star this year. And so we just had a bit of a dribble
shoot. Yeah, which you can see on Instagram, and socials, it's actually very embarrassing.
It is.
See? Easy.
Easy. Easy little
squeeze. Easy peasy. Here we go.
Yeah.
Righto. Now we can have a go. Do you want us shooting around? So I've got to go high. I've got to get behind it, and it's all in the wrist.
Yeah, it's all in the wrist. It's all in the wrist.
Oh, that's shit.
Oh, air ball.
That is shit house.
All in the flick
Absolute
of the wrist.
Absolute shit house. Hey. Oh, no. Fair dinkum. Did he slam then? Dunk that then?
Anybody see it?
All right, what am I going to do? Jump on me, mate. That's all right. You can jump on me. I can't shoot that far. That's a three-pointer. I'm going to throw like this, like you would. No, I'm not dribbling.
I'm trying to turn you into a superstar. Come on.
I think it's too late. I think it's too late, Tuck. I'm terrible.
No, you're
Left, right.
Up off the back wall.
No, right.
All right.
Three-pointer. I don't reckon I can throw that far. I can't do it. Shut up. Oh, nothing but net. Me man, Tuck. Oh, that's it. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Yeah, I like that.
I'm done.
Yeah, we got to end on that one. Look, cut and tape.
Here we are. You need to see it to believe it. What happened to you, Bill?
Well, I can't throw. I've never played basketball.
You can't at all.
Great cricketer, great footballer.
Air ball. No, Bill, you weren't a great cricketer. You were a very ordinary cricketer, and you were just a footballer.
I never played basketball.
So let's keep it at a level that we know.
To shoot three-pointers, and Bill said, hey, you can't do it normally.
Yeah.
So he did the granny throw.
Oh, from underneath.
Underneath the legs, and he threw it, and it went over the backboard.
Oh, no.
It hit some metal bar, bounced back over the backboard and into the net.
Nothing but net.
Two other things.
I was talking to the digital boys who were saying you also had this stupid back heel thing.
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so you actually, as you throw the ball, you kick your heel up like a real fool's head.
Twinkle toes.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I can't throw. I've got no idea about basketball, so I'm sorry.
Don't show any of that to Shaq.
And well done, Melbourne United. Yes. And well done, Ray John. He is a star.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No, I'm not.
Are you fluent in piano?
Talking about the fact that it was the something other anniversary of Greg Chappell and Trevor Chappell conspiring to finish a one-day international at the MCG with an underarm ball to Brian McKechnie.
41 years ago, I reckon it was, Jim.
41 years ago.
Yes.
So the side story to that is obviously they all left the field.
Yeah.
And if you watch the replay of that, Rod Marsh, you can see, was not happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind the stumps.
You can see that.
No, we shouldn't be doing this. It's not the right thing to do.
He had the glove up to his mouth and he's going, don't do it, I reckon he was.
Not happy.
Yep.
Anyway, so they get into the rooms. Obviously, McKechnie needed to hit that last ball for six.
Yes.
For a draw, I think it was even. I don't even know if it was to win the game. But it would have taken the series into another game. And that's why Greg Chappell said we couldn't let it happen. Anyway. They get into the rooms at the MCG, and the old rooms at the MCG used to have to walk down three flights of stairs like a dungeon. Anyway, they get down in there fat and no one's saying anything. No one even knew where to look. It was just silence. The great Doug Walters was a part of the team, and he looked at Rod Marsh, and they were joined at the hip, those two. Naughty.
Naughty.
Both of them naughty.
Naughty.
Anyway, Freddie Walters, as he's known, looked at Backus and said, well, Backus,
that was crap the way he played that.
Oh, what? Brian?
And Backus is like, what are you talking about? He goes, you can easily hit that ball for six. Ooh. And Rod's like, give me a spell. A ball rolled along the ground, you cannot hit for six.
Freddie Walters has given it the, how much?
Oh, he liked a bet.
He loved it. Well, they both did.
Yeah.
But Freddie certainly did. So Backus apparently has given, all right, 100.
100?
A lot of money 40 years ago.
Back then.
100 bucks says you can't hit a ball rolling along the ground for six.
Right.
So anyway, the next stop for the Australian team was Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And in the old days, they had the SCG, which is very similar to what it is now in dimension. But they had the second ground, little ground next to it, which is now where the Nets are and the Aquatic Centre and all that. That used to be the Sydney SCG number two.
Yep.
So they've gone, righto, we've got to sort this out.
Ooh.
So they've grabbed someone, might have been Scull O'Keefe or someone like that as the umpire, because you needed an umpire. Backus to underarm the ball and Freddie Walters with the bat in hand.
Interesting.
They go out into the middle of the SCG, put a set of stumps in.
Yep.
In comes Backus, 100 bucks on the line.
Yes.
Rolls the ball along the ground.
Yep.
Doug Walters charges so he can't be LBW.
Oh, yes.
Puts his foot out, the ball hits his foot, pops up, smacks it into the road.
Six.
Walks off 100 bucks in his pocket.
Fair dinkum.
That's it.
That actually happened.
That 100% happened.
Just popped it up and went whack.
Yeah. So you know when a ball's rolling at you, just flick it up with your foot? Yeah. But he charged because he knew if he did that from the crease, Rod Marsh would claim he was LBW.
Did he pay up?
Oh, yeah. Out came 100, jumped in. Bill. That's genius.
Is Doug Walters still with us?
Oh, my word, he is.
I'd love to get him on and confirm that.
No, let's do it.
Yes.
Because, A, he's one of the great men ever, Dougie Walters. But secondly, that's the sort of genius he possessed.
Because he could hook and pull. Remember he made 100 in a session?
That's it.
At once,
at the Whacker?
Yeah.
Bloody oath he did.
He loved a dart.
Loved a beer, loved his mates.
Oh, great.
Rod Marsh in his early test matches was known as Iron Gloves.
Yeah.
Because he dropped a
few.
So he eventually broke the world record. And Dougie Walters came in after he took the catch and everyone was congratulating him. And he said, mate, if you'd caught all those catches in the first couple of games, you would have broken it last year. genuinely funny man, but that is true about how you hit a rolling ball for six.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
All right, so the other day I received an email from Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
Who's from Ontario in Canada.
No, you did
and,
not.
And
Jim.
Quentin wanted to know if, in fact, Bill had once said this on air.
Lord Mayweather. Jim.
Instead of Floyd Mayweather, instead went with this.
Lord Mayweather.
Lord Mayweather. So, Bill.
Yes.
I don't think Bill thought that Quentin actually existed.
I don't think he does.
Well, then you said this on air at the end of our discussion.
Are there any Canadians listening?
Speaking people.
Yeah
Quentin.
Bill, Quentin.
No, but
he loves us.
Well, tell him to ring in. I want to ask him.
Will you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Get him to ring in, Jim.
All right.
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough,
don't tell me.
On the line from Ontario in Ottawa in Canada is Quentin. Quentin, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. Yeah, it's Quentin. I exist. I'm real.
That doesn't sound Canadian. Your accent, Quentin.
Well, what's wrong with it? I'm dinky die. I'm a Canuck.
It's not Canadian.
I'm from Ottawa, Bill. Do you even know where Ottawa is? I don't think you would have even heard of it.
It's in Ontario. It's in Canada. Maple, four leaves.
Yeah, that's all correct. Well, I sent that. I'm glad you got my email, James, because my friend Waz, who lives down there in Melbourne, he told me about the show.
It's American.
And the guy Bill, who apparently I'm talking to now, and he can't speak, and he says, it. Lord Mayweather and all that. And so I told you I'd be listening. I tuned in on the app last night and asked for the highlights, and I love the top 10, so thank you for that.
Pleasure.
And yeah.
It's not Quentin or whatever, Jim. You've set something up here.
What do you mean?
Well,
that's him.
It's American, half Indian, a bit of everything in this. It's interesting.
Well,
what do you do, Quentin? What do you do?
Well, I obviously live in, I'm an oil driller here in Delaware. but Bill, I have a friend that lives down in Geelong. You might know him. His name's Todd, and he's from Bali. Hey, you idiot!
Piss off! It's not Todd, is it?
Jim, welcome back to Dry Where You Belong, King. I didn't think I'd be hearing you in January, but here we are.
Yes.
But I would have left Bill doing the overnight shift or whatever the hell it was you were doing last year.
Bloody Bill, Todd, Jim!
You've gone from 1 hour to two. You've doubled your workload. In the jungle, that would have meant you spent 4 days in there. Imagine that. And if you think about footy, that's 8 grand final losses. Oh, that would have been full on.
Anyway, we've missed you, Todd.
I look forward to more of your fat bet ads this year. Get on the Cats for the spoon, Bill.
Oh, God.
He's gone.
He's off.
Can't get a go at it.
He didn't do a bad Canadian to start.
It wasn't a great Canadian.
Well, I think it was all right.
James.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Oh, well, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable.
Our next guest has watched The Bachelor with Billy.
Pisser?
No. No,
you
I don't.
Pissed everyone else.
Well, steady on.
And tried to give him a workout.
Take him upstairs, Sammy.
Here we go. Oh, oh, the power. Here it goes.
What happened there?
Now he's back for more. Please welcome Sam Wood.
Oh, in he comes.
Exactly,
and
Jim.
Very welcome you are too, Mr. Wood.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Wood.
Bill latched onto the paper the other day and saw this headline, Sam Wood, a move to better sex.
Right.
And he said, I want Sam to come in.
Exactly. Well, this is unbelievable. Hello, Sam. Great to see you
again. Bill.
A friend of the Rush Hour, by the way. We went and watched The Bachelor, and now he's very successful. We went out to the Woodshed. That's still going all right,
mate? Yeah, Woodshed's still going well, mate. All going well. I did get a text from Bill yesterday saying,
oh, no.
Now, mate. I think I might need a few sex tips from you. And I hadn't seen the article yet.
No.
So Jesus, that's a random message to get from Bill out of nowhere, but now it all makes sense.
A move to better sex.
That's right. That's
from
right.
Wood.
That's so, right. That's right.
So, Sammy, now I was reading it, so I thought this would be interesting. We'll have a look at this because when you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
Oh, it's about to say.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
And we'd all love to be a bit better in the boudoir. So, but what you're saying, and you say it here, I'm not a sex coach.
Oh, no. So this article came out and got a bit of a WhatsApp group with all the mates. And sure enough, the screenshot comes through. This is after your text message.
Yeah.
Righto, Casanova, what's going on here? All the mates heaping the crap on me. But look, I'm definitely no sex coach or no sex expert, that's for sure. But from a physical perspective, there's definitely some things you can do to improve your strength and your stamina and your flexibility that I can only think would help when in the bedroom.
Right.
Well, what interested me about it, because it is plastered all over the front of the page.
It is.
You've read it, Jim, haven't you?
It's your beautiful better half.
Oh, yeah,
Snez,
100%.
If she just wandered in and said, so any danger of me seeing any of these moves? Or?
Yeah, no, expert in theory. Oh, mate, every time we have sex, we have a child.
You do?
So have a girl.
Just had another one.
I've got to slow down. We've got 4 girls now. So it's, didn't come in here to talk about our sex life.
No, of course you didn't. But well done with that, by the way.
But,
Four girls.
And, Snez is a super mum and things are bloody great in the family department.
You got to go again. You got to have a boy. It'd be lovely.
Oh, no. I think we're well and truly done. I love being a girl dad. So, yeah. That's,
Cue in the rack.
We're done. Yeah,
The
card was left not so subtly on the bench for the little snip. So, I think that's
a fair indication.
A lot of blokes have tried different things. Remember Andrew Gaze put ice on his knackers. For a while, because he had a lot of girls, so that's the way he thought to have a boy. There's different positions I think you can try.
If you're fit, you have boys, or you're fit, you have girls, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But then, so that would work with you.
Well, that's what they say, and then you look at Rui, and he's got all boys.
Yeah,
so, he's a pretty fit bugger, so I don't know how much truth in that. But, yeah, everyone's got an old wife's tale to tell you, but we didn't try any of that.
No.
But yeah, we definitely were destined to have girls.
Beautiful family.
So explain this to me, Sammy, because I have a beautiful girl, my partner's girl, living in our house. She's 14.
Yep.
And the rest is all boys. Well, I have 4 boys, and there's another boy. Lisa's got a boy. So the boys everywhere. She comes out with some stuff that just stops me immediately in my tracks.
Yeah, I have a 17-year-old.
And then I just look at Lisa and I go, oh, I don't know now what to say.
Yeah, no, mate,
so
I can...
what do you do in that space?
Yeah, it's hard.
Talk to your mother.
Well, and I reckon they're so much more grown up now than...
Yeah.
I don't know if I was naive or... But yep. Honestly, I reckon they're doing at 15 what we were doing at 20.
Yep.
Well, and it just, it does. Stop in your tracks.
It does.
It's a good way of,
it does.
Good way of putting it. But
and sometimes they walk out, ready to go out, and you go, back up the stairs, Dale. You're not wearing that.
Beautiful. She's getting ready for a year 11 formal at the moment.
Jeez.
And, yeah, she is an absolute stunner. But
so explain that to me. Explain the, because my young bloke's having his formal today.
Yeah, right.
He
sent
me the text of what he's going to be doing between getting picked up and coming home.
Oh, yeah, it's mad.
Four different locations.
Yeah.
That never happened in our day.
No, it's a whole new world. Mm. The parties, the Snapchat, so you can see where everybody is everyone isn't. It's an absolute, it's another world. So you try and. I don't know. God, you feel old. I'm only 42. I feel about 100 sometimes.
My old man, I still remember my old man saying to me, he dropped me off.
Yeah.
He said, if you're not here at 11:30 on the dot, you won't be going out again until you're 18. This was a 17-year form.
Yeah.
100%. I was that terrified of him.
Yeah.
But 11:25, I was waiting at the front.
I'm a bit like that with Evie. Because it's from a safety. I just want to know where she is.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
And because of Uber and social media, they change plans 5,000 times. Yeah. Nothing set in stone. We were going here, but then we all changed our mind and we're going so now where are you? You know, so we have some, I don't think we're too strict, but midnight is her curfew.
Yeah,
I don't know
enough.
If we're extending that for the form. I don't think we are.
Nothing wrong with that.
She'll try.
We used to have a few frothies. That was all, Jim, back in the day, didn't we?
Well, you snuck, but you tried to sneak them in early.
Yeah.
So that there was nothing on your breath when the old man caught up with you later because he
was a chewing gum or something.
Oh,
yeah. You have that many chewies in your mouth, you couldn't talk.
So anyway, did you see the interview going this way when you came in, Sammy? Did you think this is the sort of stuff we'd be rolling through?
No, not necessarily, but I'd rather do this and give you sex tips that I don't know anything about.
No, we'll take a break because we're going to come back because we want to talk to him about 28.
What, we want tips as to how to have successful business.
Well, that's what he's very good at.
My bloody oath he is.
How old are you? 42.
42.
Going grey.
Going.
Oh, look at him.
Have a look in the mirror, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies, fire up tiny little furry marsupials.
Sam Wood, our favourite, is in the studio.
So how are you splitting your time now? You had a great result with the sale of a business recently, but you have to stay working in that. You also got the wood shed.
Yep.
You've also got the videos.
And four daughters.
And four, well, we know the family bit you fly. So how are you finding room to do everything you're doing?
Oh, nothing's changed for 28. In fact, I'm probably doing more than ever because, I mean, I love 28.
Tell the people what 28 is.
So 28's my online fitness program with workouts that take 28 minutes that you can do from home. And we did just do a big business merger, which is really exciting, but nothing has changed there from my perspective. So I spend my time doing 28, which is all the workouts and chatting with all the 28ers every day, doing my podcasts and at my gym, the woodshed, and then and juggling four kids and... all the other stuff that goes with it.
28bysamwood.com to find out more about that. It's an incredible experience. Get online and do your working out.
And at 28 minutes,
Bill.
You go hard. I go
about to say Bill.
Well, you know.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I go and see my mate Andrew Buse, and we go Thursdays, every Thursday, which is a lot. And
Woody, let me tell you this. He, in July, this is what happened. He had... an ambassadorial role with a shake company that's meant to lose weight.
Ice Away.
He also became a member with four of his mates or five of his mates of a thing called, they called it the Fat Club because they were all too fat.
We're all fat.
And
still are.
He had a Dry July.
Dry July.
So those three things were the perfect storm for Bill.
See that?
So we inquired as to about July 14 and he'd got fatter.
No good.
How do you achieve that?
It takes a while to lose weight when you're older, doesn't it? Because a lot of people will be listening out there, and if you start lifting a bit of iron, which are big weights.
Oh, it's all muscle, isn't it?
It's muscle, yeah. But how long does it take? Because we've been going for been going about 7 weeks, and I don't know if too many of us have lost too much weight. It takes a while.
Well, your metabolism slows down by about 1% per year from the age of 30. So you'd be 25% less efficient than you were when you were running around with number 16 on your back.
That's
but it everyone's a bit different. But the other side to that is you should have lost weight in 7 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, if you're toning up or building lean muscle and you're burning fat, the diet's the thing I worry about with you.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
Seeing Busey once a week's probably not enough. if we're really getting the magnifying glass out. But, yeah, just the incidental exercise for you. You live near the tan. Get out there every day, do a lap, and do weights twice a week.
I live near the bot.
And there's this running track somewhere in the area.
The was it the 10?
All these crazy people in their tights.
Yeah, they look good, but what are they doing?
Bill.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
Just once around there.
Yeah.
And some vegetables.
Oh, look at that confused look. Look at that face.
What?
No, veggies, protein, walks, and weights.
Yes.
And you'd be 10 kilos lighter.
But it is hard for bigger people just to listen to that and do it. So it just takes a bit of time, I think. Yeah, so we'll get
progress,
there.
Not perfection.
Don't
try and do it all in one hit.
Well, yeah. That's the biggest mistake. What's the key for people who are thinking, look, I really have to start addressing this, but I'm a bit intimidated because I don't know my way around a gym and I don't really know what to do. What should they do?
Well, I think people build it up in their heads, even like Bill did then, to be way bigger than it has to be. Mm. Just start walking. Just start walking and start with healthier breakfasts. And then once you start to get the hang of that, all right, I'm going to be a bit more conscious about how much water I'm drinking. I'm going to get 3 litres in every day. I'm going to eat a few more veggies with my dinner. And the results are what motivates you. Once you actually get a bit of momentum and you see those results and it reinforces that these things that aren't turning your life upside down are actually having a big impact, then you start to go, you know what, I'm really onto something here, and you can ramp it up. But gyms can be really intimidating to people. I mean, that's why 28 exists, because it helps people in their home. But most people that have a gym membership don't go.
You know,
85% of people that have a gym membership don't use it more than 4 times a year. So it ends up being a pretty damn expensive gym membership. So if you don't think you're going to use it, or you don't know, you ask from your elbow and gyms really freak you out and you can't afford a personal trainer, just follow a simple program with body weight exercises and walking, and that's a really good place to start.
And 28's the one there.
Sammy, people looking at you will go, 42, you look 28, and you've got this ripped to shreds rig and all the rest of it. So they would think, is there anything he does that he shouldn't do? Have you got any kryptonite?
Look, I've
go away fluctuated with your mates and get on the frothies.
Yeah,
you've
get
done
on
that.
The frothies with my mate. I don't drink every day, but when I drink with my mates, I definitely drink too much.
Right.
It's something I need to just keep tabs on. But look, like everyone, particularly even Bill said, as I've gotten older, I've found it harder. And, the things I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted and not have to exercise that much and wouldn't really make any difference. And then it sort of sneaks up on you and pretty tired and exhausted having 4 kids, especially, 3 under 5.
Mm. Yeah.
So just trying to find that little bit of time that you give yourself each day, I find really helps me just from a mental and a physical perspective, and not trying to do too much. I do 5 30-minute workouts a week and try to walk the dog every day for half an hour and just eat 8 out of 10.
So
that sort of holds me in pretty good
7
stead.
Days, when would you have a drink?
Oh, on the weekends usually.
Yeah.
I mean, right, and I try not to do it every week.
Yeah.
I mean, my little rule is limit it to the special occasions, because I do over drink when I drink, and Friday isn't a special occasion, Bill, it's a day of the week. So yeah, limit it to the special occasions, birthdays and important stuff. And then if you end up drinking 12 times a year rather than 48 times a year, it makes a bloody big difference.
Tell me how people get hold of the podcast before we let you go.
Your podcast is the Wood Life Podcast, which you can find on Apple.
All right. And 28bysamwood.com if you want to get stuck
That's
into
me,
that as
JB.
Well. Great
Thanks
seeing you,
us, Sammy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from?
So we're talking about planes.
Yes.
In 1989, Fat, I went with WA to play in a tournament in India. We just won the Shield.
You went to India?
India.
Wow.
So all of the Sheffield Shield winning teams, if you like, England, the county team, Shell Shield, I think it was in South Africa, all went to India to play in a tournament.
Yeah.
So we were moving from, and shame on me, I can't remember where. I think most of it was around the old Madras.
Yep.
But we were moving from there to play a game somewhere else that required about an hour flight. And this is 1989, so it's a long time ago.
Well, it's 33 years ago.
So we got to the airport. You actually won't believe this happened, though. We got to the airport. We were sitting in the waiting area, and the airport at that stage in India were very scrubby.
Yes.
I'm sure they've improved, but in those days it was very, very ordinary, the airport.
Yes, Jim.
So we got there, we were sitting in this one sort of area, and the person from the airline came over to us and said, right, your stuff's now on the plane, you can come onto the plane.
Right.
So we, as a unit, there was about 14 of us, walked across the tarmac and walked up the stairs and got on a completely empty plane into a cordoned off area at the front. No business class or any of that. Was all the one sort of class of cabin.
Yep.
But we're at the front, and the area was cordoned off behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting thinking, this is weird. There's no one else.
Mm.
What I didn't realise was that we were in a whole different part of the terminal, and the rest of the people who were travelling were in a whole other part of the terminal, and they were all locals.
Yeah.
So once we were established and sitting there, they then opened the doors up and bang.
What? First in?
First in, best dressed. They sprinted across the tarmac, these people.
Like the Christmas Boxing Day sales.
Never seen anything like it.
Have you seen the Boxing Day sales when they opened the doors?
They all just came screaming at the plane, and I'm looking out the window going, what is this? And then straight up the walkway, and then they're throwing stuff over seats, themselves, their kids, landing. They got hose. The plane got full. And then the security came on, and anyone who wasn't on a seat got thrown off.
And
they're clinging to seats, but grabbing them by their legs.
Would have been two kids and a dad and mum's over there.
Off, you're off. You're not sitting anywhere.
Oh,
and once they finally got the people that didn't have a seat off, the plane shut the doors and took off.
What's
I've never
going on?
Ever seen anything like it before or since.
First in, first trip.
First in, and sprinting, and jumping over seats.
Jeez.
Head first.
Chennai, by the way.
Yeah, well, now. Yeah. It was Madras back then. And I'm sure, Bill, for people who are alarmed listening, that's not how plane travel happens in India anymore. But it bloody well did back then.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Righto, Jim. My girlfriend invited me to meet her parents.
Yes.
Before we went over, she said that her father, Jing, had a car accident and had his legs amputated at the hips, Jim.
Yes.
And it was very sensitive, and I was not to mention it.
What?
So I went over to the house, and you wouldn't believe it, the dad greeted me at the door.
Yes.
So I just looked in the house, and I said, g'day, Jing, how are you? Where's the other half?
It's not even a pope. It's like in a pope.
There we go.
Like hasn't got any legs.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR.
I feel good.